Night. Tell your neighbor, get ready. Tell your neighbor, get ready. All right, before God's apostle comes up, how many of you, again, you are receiving him in the name of the oil upon his life as an apostle? You know, I told him last night, I said, I was telling my man him, I've told him that before. We've done lots of programs together. I've heard him teach. I've seen him nearly fulfill one of his dreams of, the day that thing happened, I wasn't there, and it pained me. I've seen him fulfill one of his dreams of teaching for 10 hours, non-stop stretch. How many of you have been there? Okay, you miss a lot. If you hear Apostle in 1-2 hours teaching, and you think you've heard of, you make a mistake. Except the Holy Ghost amplifies, interprets, and all of that for you, you don't get it. Even our Father in the Lord, when our Father in the Lord introduced him, he tells you to hold your 2 ears because you're going to hear deep things. Listen to me. I want for tonight, in as much as you write, I expect you to write. I want your spirit, the pen of the Holy Ghost, I'd like to write upon your spirit this night. After the servant of God is gone, our joy is that we're going to see the fruit of these words. The fruit, the impact of his coming. Is that all right? How many of you are ready for that? Okay. I said to him, I said, I've heard him teach hours, blessing me. Teach, you know, for 4 hours, 5 hours non-stop and all of that. But his teaching that got me blessed the most, as though the Holy Ghost moved into my heart, was a teaching he did under 10 minutes or so. Under 10 minutes. I think I was telling you, Sati, and how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And I said, the second time I got so deeply blessed by him was yesterday. Because for me, I don't know about you, many things we are laboring for in the place of prayers was what it came for. It came as answer to. How many of you sense that? You know, there are some men, we talk about Porterhouse, telling someone this morning, we talk about Porterhouse geographically and all of that and time. You need to know that some men are mobile portals. Some men are mobile. If they enter your territory, even without a word, your heavens will open. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we have such. So I'd like your spirit to be open. God's going to be doing strange things tonight. So before he comes, somebody who he calls Omoge, and I call her Apostles Omoge. If you don't know the meaning of Omoge, don't call her like that. If not, if somebody knows the meaning, it's by you, you may get a slap. Ladies and gentlemen, Kaduna people, join me, let's welcome the second half of God's apostle, Reverend Gina Osai. Is this how we do it? Listen to me. If you don't welcome her the way we welcome apostle, you know what will happen? We'll delay apostle. After all, the man of God is tired. I begged him yesterday. I said, come, go and sleep. Even me, it was the Holy Ghost that helped me wake up after the Zaria meeting. And then I wasn't preaching. He was the one doing all the stuff. After all the troubles, please, with Jesus' joy, God's servant and the grace is what we said we should receive. Reverend Gina Osai.
Down, be alive, prepare ye for war, for the king is coming with fire in his eyes. Sound the alarm, prepare ye for war, for the king is coming to this land. Sound the alarm, prepare ye for war, for the king is coming with fire in his eyes. Sound, sound, sound the alarm, prepare ye for war, for the king. King is coming to this land. journey to this land, lift up your hands, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Strong and mighty, ye cannot be delivered at my hand. Even the cat is a corner, and the cat is a wahasta. Ye cannot say that the boy is a. I am cannot see that I am Kaya. Ye cannot see that. Lataya, Lataya. Open, open. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yesterday, as we came in here, please you may have your seat. As we came in here, and as our Father was worshiping and leading in intercession, my eyes opened and I saw a few visions I would like to share with you. The word for the city of Kaduna. I saw the Lord walking through the length and breadth of Kaduna. What was He doing? He was redigging the wells all through Kaduna. North, south, west, east. The wells of salvation. I saw that. Suddenly, there's going to be a great number of conversions of non-Christians. It will be so evident. Expect people to begin to call you because you are a Christian. They begin to call you, say, I want to know your God. That well is being redug right now. And this is the time the church must be so equipped to accommodate and teach and absorb these people. And love must be revived in the church. This is not the time for one leg in, one leg out kind of Christianity. Because the nations are looking up to you. You must take responsibility for your salvation. I saw Him redigging the wells of prosperity over Kaduna. Prosperity is coming back to the church in Kaduna. A lot of resources are going to be made available for those who do real kingdom business for the advancement of His kingdom. I saw Him also redigging the wells of faith. The old rugged faith is coming back. The faith of Christians have been eroded because of constant attacks of Satan upon God's people, but not for too long. The wells of faith is being redug. I see people picking up their shields of faith. I saw Him also redigging the wells of love. We talked about that. I see oneness. We'll begin to see unity among the body of Christ in Kaduna. Unity amongst the body of Christ and oneness with God. I saw Him redigging the wells of intercession with humility. Prayer is meant to humble you. People will begin to intercede and see results. Not just praying for hours and hours with, you know, priding with it. I pray 10 hours, I pray. No, this time is long hours, yes, but with humility. And we'll begin to see a shift over the land of Kaduna. And this will happen. I saw old portals that were shut. They will be reopened again. Through this kind of intercession, and I see overturning of thrones will begin to take place. Other visions I saw, the three major ones, I saw this vision, the clouds parted. While the man of God was ministering, was worshipping especially, the clouds, they parted and the portal was open and I saw a throne. And around, in front of the throne were some angels, some cherub angels, and they were holding vessels. Through that portal, they were pouring out oil. They were pouring out oil on the people. After this meeting, people are going to experience a higher level of anointing to do kingdom business in Kaduna and beyond. The third vision was that I saw a huge cage. And who are the people I saw in these locked huge cages? I saw pastors. There were pastors. There were so many. Then suddenly I saw an angel cherub come with a huge axe. and hit on the padlock of that cage, and suddenly the padlock broke. The cage was flung open and pastors ran out with speed to in different directions. These pastors, they know their call. They know what they are called to do. But there was no mobility. They were restricted. And some by witchcraft and some by wrong decisions. That was what made them caged. But I saw there is a release in the spirit over the youth pastors in Kaduna. From now, we'll begin to hear of real kingdom exploits in the land of Kaduna. The fourth one was, I saw demonic wells all over the land of Kaduna. I was wondering, what are these? You know, all kinds of smoke was coming out of those wells all over the land. I saw this. And so suddenly, I began to wonder. I said, what's all this about? Then I saw that there were incubation of demons taking place in the land, in these demonic wells that were spread all over the place. And they were hidden so that the people would not know what is going on in those wells. They were supposed to be unleashed at a certain season. But I saw the Lord taking me through the land. And because those wells were closed with leaves, so I began to open the leaves, and I know that it was the Lord that was going through the land. He began to open the leaves of all the demonic wells, and I saw myself pouring salt into those wells all across Kaduna, north, west, east, and south. And I received that the Lord is cleansing and purifying and bringing healing upon the land. And I saw, can we just read Joel chapter 2 verse 25? He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust, and after the locust finished eating, the cankerworm came to eat what the locust remained, and the caterpillar came to eat what the cankerworm remained, and the palmer worm came to eat what the caterpillar remained. I saw a restoration of years that have been lost in the church in Kaduna. I saw a restoration. And the Lord said He's also restoring His people. He's restoring His people. He's restoring. There's restoration coming over the land of Kaduna. There's restoration coming upon the church in Kaduna. And I speak to the church in Kaduna, arise and take your place. Arise and take your place. Arise and take your place. Hashakatani basakupa. Nekete libra kataiba shakata. Latuka neti ele tosa kante libra hasata. Things are falling off the lives of people. Chains are falling off. Jakate ikapo alatekate. Masa kunite lita makasata. It is time to move forward. Progress is come. Progress is come. Latosa, the dark clouds are parted. Lakote sata. And the rain of the Holy Ghost is come upon the land. Shekete libra hasata. Land is seketa. Jatata. I also thought that there are some people that God gave you a vision of a prayer network at one time, and you tried, you started, but it did not sustain. You got weary. I don't know if there are people here like that. You got weary. The Lord said, I should speak to you. This is the season. This is the season. Go back to what He has told you. Go back, because it will work. It will be ignited with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Nakateina mashakata. La desi anato sakaya. I see the light of God. I see the light. I see the light. I see the light. I see the light. It's spreading from the south. It's spreading to the north. It's spreading to the north. It's spreading to the north. It's spreading. It's spreading from the west to the east. It's spreading. I am called the south. Deo, oh, 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 oh
turbine is building, the heat is rising, there's so much that God is getting set to break loose. And I say that we are ready in our spirits. Keep it real and keep it hot, because soon there shall be the sound of abundance of rain. The next 5 or 7 minutes, please just be calm. We want to introduce ourselves to you, because we don't have the time to do that after God's servants comes up. That's why we have to truncate things, but don't worry, we'll connect. Amen. Amen. We'll connect. We want you to get to know who we are, what we do, and to do that, please help me welcome Pastor Victor to just come.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome every one of you to Remnant Christian Network Kaduna. In Remnant Christian Network, we strive for the rebirth of apostolic Christianity. We are talking about apostolic Christianity. We are talking about the Christianity that the apostles modeled for us, that was elaborately written for us in the book of Acts. And in this place in Kaduna, we have a little tilt also in that agenda. And in our own case, we redeemed the lost, we also raised them, and then when it is time, we release them into the fields, that they also may become ministers to redeem other people, raise them, and to release them. We don't hurt people here. We don't make a cage for them, because God is breaking down cages. So we don't make cages for people. Once you are ripe, we release you. Amen. And in this place also, we have our weekly meetings. We have it every Thursday and Fridays by 5 p.m. So if you are available in this town, you can make out time. We welcome you to come here by 5 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays every week. And also we have our special meetings. Even our weekly meetings are very special. If you have been here with us, you understand what I'm talking about. When we are talking about these special meetings, we are talking about those ones that we have, maybe a particular word one want to organize it for a special effect. There is a very special effect we want to have. And so we have some special meetings in this place. And the first among them is our 10-hour prayers. In the apostolic model, prayers cannot be put down and made little. We don't elevate other things beyond prayers. Peter said, if other things wants to crowd it, we will not accept it. So we're going to allow ourselves to be given to prayers and to the word of God. And here we have 10 hours of prayers, non-stop prayers. We come into God's presence and drench ourselves with the grace of God, so that we go back and become better men, kingdom representatives of God in our various endeavors. And this time around, by God's grace, we are going to be having another 10 hours before the end of this year. So that should be 30th of November, but you keep checking us out. And when the advert is out, when the billboard is out, or whatever thing is out, you are going to see it without missing. And then the second one is Straight Talk. Praise the Lord. Straight Talk is about relationships. The kingdom will also not thrive very well except relationships are in perfect place. Amen. And this time we are going to be focusing on the man and the woman relationship. So much talk about it everywhere. Secular music singing about it. Everywhere people are talking about man and woman. So we want to see it in God's own perspective. And also, we have our pidgin service. There, na broken with the talk for that one. With the talk broken English. No, be that potter on that Polish one. No, we not the talk that kind one for that one. We talk pidgin English. Amen. And we had one about 2 months ago. We were speaking pidgin live. And you will think that because it's pidgin, it's not anointed. It's not about the language. We're here, was it on yesterday, Pastor, you were talking about one man of God that was saying, came out. And the devil was coming up. Satan does not understand fastings. He doesn't understand any of those things. And it will surprise you to know that someone heard it and said, there is anointing on this teaching in Pidgin. And they put it on their website. People listened to it in hotels and they were blessed. So we are going to be having our Pidgin service. And lastly, among our special meetings for now, we have Apocalypse. Apocalypse is our yearly conference. We had it just about 3 weeks ago. And if you were here, Apostle Gideon Odoma blessed us tremendously from the throne of God. So I want to welcome every one of you to be part of us. For those of you that sense that you have to be part of this house, you don't need to delay. We are not going to cage you. We are going to free you to express the things that God has put on your inside. So you meet us here Thursdays and Fridays by 5 p.m. And also we have our online presence. We are not just physical on the ground. We are taking charge of the airwaves. We are not allowing Satan to... Anything you leave vacant, Satan will quickly want to take charge. And so we are there also online and we have taken over the social media. And so we are also there on Facebook. And on Facebook, we have our Facebook page is RCN Kaduna. RCN Kaduna. You see RCN Kaduna, Redeeming, Raising, Releasing. That is on the screen as you can see. RCN Kaduna, Redeeming, Raising, Releasing. And we're also there on Telegram. On Telegram, you can join us there at t.me/Tenaya Hemba. You'll see that there on the screen also, so that you can take note of it and just a click, you are with us. We also have our WhatsApp group. On our WhatsApp group, we pass a lot of messages across to us. We have our info desk where we pass information, we chat, friendly chat, and share all manner of godly videos and other things that we do there. And then we have on our WhatsApp group, we have a special prayer line. That one, you don't post those, you don't forward messages there. You raise cogent prayer points there. Prayer points that probably you don't have the chance to gather brethren and say, oh, let's pray, and it is urgent. So we have our prayer group there. And if you want to be part of our WhatsApp group, you will just, okay, you see me after the service or any of the pastors, and then give us your phone number so we add it there. And please, there's discipline on our WhatsApp group. You don't just come and talk anyhow there, because we have an admin that understands our ways. He has a way of putting balance to things. Amen. Amen. And sometimes you might be having a leading to support what God is doing, to put some money into our hands, and somehow we are not available. So what happens is that we'll give you our account number so that when you have that kind of leading, that kind of prompting, you just make a transfer. No noise, just transfer. We'll see it. We'll see it. Amen. So it's Remnant Christian Network Ministry. That's our account name. And it is First Bank, so 20, you can see it on the screen. So just write it down for yourself and it will help. And finally, we have a Remnant Christian Network as a whole, Remnant Christian Network Global. We have several meetings there. We have several programs also, just about 6 or 7 of them, the major ones. Of course, we have our monthly contact there, happening live at Makodi every end of the month, the last weekend of the month. So our monthly contacts there. We have our International Eagles Conference, which is the yearly conference in Makodi, happening in May. And then we also have our Festival of Glory taking place in November, and in a few weeks from now, that will be happening also at IBB Square in Makodi. We also have our Young Ministers Conference taking place in August. Young Ministers Conference is for ministers that are not expired, ministers that are not tired, ministers that they might be old in their face, but they are still young at heart. We're not looking for ministers that may be young at heart, and young in the face and old at heart. So this conference is very specific. Is for ministers that are still young and at heart, that still believe that the purposes of God can still come to pass. So it takes place in August every year, and when the time comes, you will also be notified. And we also have our straight talk. The straight talk takes place a day after every monthly contact. That should be on Monday thereabout. Still talking about relationships, and then we'll have a power and prophetic service on Wednesdays. And then we are also there online. I'm talking about RCN Global now. Online, and our Facebook name there is Remnant Christian Network. This one is full. Remnant Christian Network. Kaduna's one is RCN. This one is Remnant Christian Network. And then we also have, we also have another Facebook page that is the official Facebook page of our Father in the Lord, Apostle Arome Osai. So the name is Apostle Arome Osai. And when God is beginning to give you a name, pirates will be everywhere. There is no fake without original. So make sure that before you click a Facebook page, nobody is asking you for money. The day you see Apostle Arome asking you for money, take phone and call and say, "Sir, we heard you are now looking for money on Facebook. Are you that broke now?" So if he answers you, then give him money. But if he cannot answer you, then you know that is the fake one. Unfollow it, unfriend it, on anything you want to do, just do it and report it. Amen. Amen. Then we also have our Telegram page, t.me/Apostle Arome. All these ones for the RCN Global. And also we are on MixLR, where we broadcast, so that in the privacy of your rooms, you can just partake of any of these programs. Yesterday we were on MixLR, and I believe that today also will be there. So today our MixLR is... Sorry? Okay, I thought someone was saying something. MixLR/Remnant-Christian-Network#. So that means slash. So that is it there on the screen. We need it on the screen so that people can write it. You go to MixLR, you download it, or you follow through your praise the Lord. Pirations are just everywhere. So I've been corrected about something. So when they will tell me the real one, or my pastor will come and give us the real one. So piration, I mistakenly got the pirated one as announcement. Amen. Now, so MixLR is also there. I'm sure this one is not the pirated one. This one is happening live. Amen. So you join us in your room, whether you cannot go to Abuja, you cannot go to Cross River, you can follow us on our ministry page and be part of it. So lastly, I will say that our point man is Reverend Tenaya Hemba in Kaduna. We have point men in different places where there is Remnant Christian Network, and Reverend Tenaya Hemba is our point man, the man that just came to whisper about piration to me. And then our father in the Lord, who is the father of this work, is Apostle Arome Osai. I want us to put our hands together, bless the name of God for these people that God is using. So I welcome my point man.
Celebrate Pastor Victor. The young man that has an ancient tone. Anytime there's trouble and we need to quench some fire, it's him I used to send. Full of wisdom. Celebrate him again, please. Hallelujah. So I was told reliably by Apostles PA that Telegram page is actually accurate, so no point to be afraid. Amen. And for updates on Apostle, his trips, where he'll be ministering, to know if he's going to be in your city or not, is Apostle Arome Osai. Is that on Facebook? That's on Facebook. So if you just check that out, you see all the updates, know which city he's ministering. If he's coming to your city, you get to know that by following him on a Facebook page called Apostle Arome Osai. Hallelujah. Last night, we sensed in our heart it was going to be honorable not because anybody compelled us, not because anybody asked us to say what we want to say, but we felt it was going to be honorable, having watered us by the word from His Spirit, it wouldn't be wrong to also water Him by our carnal resources. So if you're not here last night, just after His message, before He leaves, we'll be coming forth to sow a seed into His life and to say, Lord, we believe in what You have put in this man, and we are saying thank You. Hallelujah. Now, the seed is not to tap the anointing. Hope you understand. Yes, that has been a madness and a craze that happened over the years. You don't tap with sowing the seed. You tap by catching the Spirit from your spirit. You sow a seed to appreciate God for who and for what He is doing in His life. Hallelujah. Let's do a song as we bring God's servant up. The rain is already falling. I sense something called Yeye Feet in Hausa. Apostle, it's called Yeye Feet in Hausa. So you are in the north, so what does it mean now? Drizzling, like showers. Mama came and she was about to take us to the heavy rain until we moved out. Now the rain is coming. Rise on your feet together, lift up your hands, and ask one thing of the Lord. In the next 3 minutes, just 3 minutes, the atmosphere. You have 3 minutes to ask. You have 3 minutes to get your heart ready. You have 3 minutes. Those of you online, this is the time. Bring the sick around the screen. Bring the sick to listen. Jesus promised that tonight you'll be healing. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Make demands in the Spirit. Make demands in the Spirit. Two more minutes. Make demands in the Spirit. Let your spirit cry out. For I hear the sound of abundance of rain. At the scent of water. One more minute. Don't stop praying. And they looked upon him and they were not ashamed. Zima mala bari kapuli manata zuka bandada. Zima mala mala broto skubi digide. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Shiva Bakali Barondo Spuma Hata Hima Mana 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 Subebele Parahana Papa Shiva Mata Hima Shiva Makonde Kirimana Lima Hana Makole Barata. Let your word come. Let your word come to me, Lord. I stand in the way of the word. Let it come to me, Father. Who is like us?
give you praise. We thank your majesty for the privilege that we have to come into your presence to draw from your bounty. We ask that you stretch forth your hand over every life and do us good, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. You may be seated. God bless you. And those of you outside, if you can hear my voice, say hallelujah. Those of you online, you are part of what is happening here. Heaven is excited at this night. And the hand of God will be stretched in such a way that it will do away with your infirmities. Turn your Bible to the book of Acts chapter 1. The book of Acts chapter 1. We'll do Bible study for a few minutes. Then we'll spend some time to pray. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost, he had given commandments unto his apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart out of Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore come together, they asked him, saying, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. It was like a lift. You know, the Bible, Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, and he said, no man has ever ascended into heaven at any time. No man. And when you hear that statement, you will be quick to challenge it by saying, but Elijah was taken into heaven by chariots of fire. Hallelujah. You know that in the case of Elijah, he did not go to heaven at will. There was a machinery, a transport system that came to pick him. But Jesus, when he finished his presentation, he decided to, by himself. No man ever did that. Only the Son of Man, even Jesus Christ. Now, the reason for which Jesus came in the book of Acts chapter 1, where we read, was that after that he had suffered and satisfied the claims of divine justice by the kind of death that he died, he paid the price for the penalty that was bequeathed on humankind on the basis of the first rebellion, which was found in Adam. And when he did that, he had reconciled God to man, and the quarrel between God and man was satisfied in his death. Because the provision for provision of the justice system of heaven concerning humankind in the rebellion of Adam was that the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. So death was the sentence. Death was the consequence. Death was supposed to follow that rebellion. And Jesus, in his all-inclusive death, had satisfied the claims of divine justice, making it possible for God to walk with man again. Now, when he finished his assignment, he ascended into heaven. But he could not remain in heaven because there was a challenge upon the face of the earth. And because of that, he had to return back to earth. And the space in which he returned was 40 days. His 40-day mission was to provide capacity building for the functionaries of the kingdom that will be holding the fort here on earth. Because while he was ascending into heaven, he noticed that there was an insufficiency in terms of capacity to prosecute the kingdom enterprise and to extend the frontiers of the kingdom. And so when he went to heaven, he had to take permission to be away from heaven for 40 days so that in the which period he could provide capacity building. The subject of this seminar that Jesus did for 40 days was not on the subject of prosperity. The subject of the seminar that Jesus did for 40 days was not on breakthrough. The subject of the seminar that Jesus did on for 40 days was not Jehovah Shabshab. The subject was about things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That you don't know God if you don't know that he's a king. He happens not to be a prime minister. He is not a president. He is a king, a monarch. And from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, what God is doing is ruling. He's operating a kingdom. Salvation was the entry point that God afforded us to become functionaries in the kingdom. The goal of salvation is not salvation. The goal of salvation is a remedial initiative to bring us into kingdom participation. Now, it is needful for us to establish what the goal of the gospel is. Why did Jesus save us? Because if the goal of the initiative of Jesus is salvation, then the day we give our lives to Christ, we should be raptured into heaven. Because God's purposes have climaxed in our lives. In the book of Genesis, you will notice that God was offering man a kingdom. He was not offering man salvation. And salvation is our entry point into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And it happens to be that this kingdom is in the Spirit. So it is the personality of the Spirit of God that comes to tabernacle our heart on the basis of our regeneration that becomes our access point in participating in this kingdom. If God wants to conquer a land, what he does is that he conquers the hearts of the men in that land. And when they begin to operate as kingdom agents, he uses them through his Spirit, unveiling his policies for that land, and then they become his foot soldiers by which the intentions of God are achieved upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. He conquers kings, he conquers thrones, he conquers territories by conquering the hearts of men. And that's God's style. And what is at work in your heart, in the person of the Holy Ghost that tabernacles your heart, is the kingdom of God that is at work in your heart. It is from that platform of the Holy Spirit actively functioning upon your heart that you can receive understanding of the policy direction of heaven as touching your life as an individual, as touching your territory in which you dwell, and the labors of heaven that should be brought into your territory in order to establish the name of God in that landscape. The reason for which we live is to become kingdom functionaries within our territories. And it happens to be that God does not rule by brute strength. He rules by decrees. It was Jesus that said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that what? Proceeds out of what?
The mouth of God.
That's how he rules. It means that if God should speak to you, he has animated you, he has engaged you, he has activated you for an activity. If we go back into all of your diaries and check the thing God told you in the last 13 years, last 24 years, last 15 years, and if those things are not, have not generated an activity in your life, it means that you are a false participant in the kingdom. It means your life is not responsive to the king. It means you have rejected the rule of the king in your life. It is such a man that is owing taxes, owing payments, owing NEPA bills, owing water rates. One of the things that happened to him is that NEPA comes and disconnects him. It means even though he's entitled to electricity, because he's not a responsible citizen, it is in the interest of the country for him to be in blackout. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, my. How many of you have a problem hearing God? It's difficult. You don't know the voice of God yet. You are trying to. Oh, you lie in Kaduna. Okay, let's move. The last time you heard God clearly was the last time you obeyed him. If not, you have a hearing problem from that point henceforth. Man, this creature called man, this creature called humankind by design was not ordained to live by bread alone. That's Jesus. By design. That's your design. Man, Jesus used that temptation as an opportunity to address humankind. And what he said about humankind was that you were not designed to live by bread alone, but you were designed to be active, animated, activated by what? The utterances that proceed out of the mouth of God. You think that the climax of your life is to work in Zenith Bank. That's your job. There's a difference between your job and your work. I went to preach in Lagos, because in Lagos, everybody believes that God is their job. Wake up by 5 a.m. in the morning. They don't even see their children. They hop into the vehicle and drive down in the holdup. I say, oh, what a bad day. Then 6 o'clock, everybody's driving down again. If you go to Orile by 7, Orile, you will see people move. You know what? I stayed in Lagos long enough to know they were not going anywhere. Hurrah, Messiah. Daniel was one of the functionaries that was employed in the Ministry of Wisdom in Babylon. Because the way Babylon advanced was consistent to the wisdom department. And in that department, they had all forms, all layers, all access points into the supernatural realm. The Chaldeans were there with their magic. The astrologers were there. Stargazers, they were present there. The diviners that could divine with Ogugu, divine with water spirits. The elementers that could read the weather and understand what the spirits are angry. And when they conquered Israel, they saw that there was another type of priesthood there. And they brought Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they represented that priesthood in the Ministry of Wisdom. That was how King Nebuchadnezzar was able to pioneer the concept of globalization. Hallelujah. Daniel, are you still with me? Daniel, when he was assigned his duty, he decided not to take office furniture. And he decided to pitch his office by the gate of the land. Now that man was given a job, but he ended up doing work Now, there's a difference between your job and your work. Don't think there's eternal life in Zenith Bank. You might spend all your life there and forget about what proceeded out of the mouth of God concerning you. You are a wretched personality in the kingdom. And when ranking is distributed, you will find out that you will be an usher. May the Lord give you understanding. Many people have wasted their lives in the corridor of secular jobs. And I'm telling you, as a man that is in secular job, but the secular platforms provided us an opportunity to, it was a mission field to do the work of God. Yes, we got the job and we give to Caesar what is Caesar. But on Caesar's platform, we have the liberty to do other things, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If all you do is balance checks and raise ledgers and payments and all of that for all 35 years of your service, among men you are most miserable. You have denied your origin. You existed as a seed of eternity in the aquarium of God before you were formed in your mother's womb. Man, Jesus said, shall not live by bread alone. So when Jesus came to conduct a seminar to empower the first set of apostles to do kingdom business, the title of this capacity building program was what? Things pertaining to the kingdom of God. No subject captures the spirit and the body of the Bible as much as that caption. Somebody in the congregation is talking to me. He said, "Well, my pastor is a prosperity preacher." Prosperity does not exist in limbo. Prosperity does not exist as an isolated reality. It is a part of the kingdom. Are you here? And so Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." That's the only time in the entire Bible that Jesus decided to introduce the word first for the purpose of prioritizing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and seek also to be right with the laws of that kingdom. And if you are such a personality, then the things that the Gentiles seek, namely money and material, they will navigate in your direction. And I'm a physical proof that that scripture is true. Before this service ends now, this one now, if I switch on my phone, people would have sown seed into my account. I'm so sure. It has been constant for 5 years. So if I say it, I'm sure that that pattern has come to stay. I get busy with the kingdom. I get busy with aligning myself with the laws of that nation. And I do that as my preoccupation. I can do that in Zenith Bank. I can do that. When I come to Zenith Bank, they say, "Okay, your assignment is to balance the ledger." Hallelujah. I will do that. And in addition to that, they didn't say I should not do kingdom matter there. Are there sick people in the bank? Are there people that need salvation in the bank? Are there oppressed people, demonized people in the bank? It's a platform. Zenith Bank is a platform. Access Bank is a platform. You will find out that there are more demons in the corporate world than in the river in your village. I have seen demonic miracles before. You come for crusades, you think miracles are only divine. I've seen an able-bodied man that came to work, sat on his seat, and he became crippled. That's a miracle. That is a miracle. So we have the sons of darkness doing demonic miracles in the corridors of secular occupation. But the kingdom men, they believe that their Christianity is confined to a structure, an auditorium, where they sing hymns. The devil dealt with us. And that's why Jesus, when he had 40 days to deliver, the subject was what? I know the reason why you can't say it freely, because there is a challenge. Your life is not best described by that caption. Things pertaining to what? The kingdom of God. I remember when I was still in Lagos, I was praying in tongues and I got to the office and the cleaner came to clean. And I was praying in tongues and she was cleaning. Praying in tongues, she was cleaning. And when she passed my face, I saw that there were two drums and blood was being, her blood was being drained into drums. And I said, "Hey, woman, you are losing blood, ba?" He said, "Yes." "How did I know?" I said, "I'm seeing it. Your blood is being drained into a drum." And she shouted. I said, "No, it's not a shouting issue. It's not about shouting. We conducted deliverance in the office. No, but no other office knows that such a thing happened. We conducted it there. I'm not being paid to conduct deliverance. But that's the job for my God. I'm dispatched to do that kind of business. Hallelujah. You came to Enshallah. I came to also cast out devils." When you become a kingdom man, any space you find yourself is a platform. It's a platform. And so Jesus had to straighten all the gray areas about the engagements in the enterprise of God's kingdom and what it was all about. And that was what the seminar was all about. But the point is this. In order for you to be admitted, like if you are going to be admitted into the university, you must have O level, your O level requirements. You must have, if it's a science course, you need to have chemistry as a credit. You need to have mathematics as a credit. You need to have physics as a credit. And then you can pick any other course here and there. And at the end of the day, you also need English as a credit. Then you'll be admitted. There are some forms of requirements that are necessary for you to be admitted into an academic environment, an ivory tower. And in the case of Jesus also, this seminar he came to do is you need to qualify in order for you to be admitted. Now, those guys that Jesus wanted to educate in the seminar, there was something he had to do to them. Are you here? Can you give me verse 2 of Acts chapter 1? Verse 2. Oh, you are slow. He said, "Until the day, the former treatise, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that through the Holy Ghost he had given commandments unto his apostles whom he had chosen." You see, these apostles, who chose them? Now, so these guys were people that Jesus had chosen. The next verse, which is verse 3, now shows us what you need to have, the credential that you need to have in order for him to admit you into the court. The Bible said, "To whom also?" Why also? The ones, he did not only choose them. But after choosing them, because of this seminar, he also showed himself alive to them. I know you are chosen. I know you have a calling. I know you have something moving on your life. And you have always believed that the hand of God is strong upon you. That's not sufficient. If you are going to do kingdom business, if the subject matter is about the kingdom, then Jesus must of necessity show himself alive to you. And this is not theologically, not by doctrine, not by going to Bible school, not by attending Bible study. The way he showed himself alive to these people was by infallible proofs, by encounter. The challenge with our generation is that so many people are preaching the gospel that have not yet contacted the reality of Christ. Those kind of people with darkened cancer, the little light you have inside, if you submit it under such a ministry, it will quench it. I stayed in Lagos for 6 years and I saw the kind of Christianity that was being conducted in Lagos. Because for many years I was looking for a local assembly to be part of. Most of the times, our duty for the government was offshore. Right? And you can be doing that thing for 3 weeks, 1 month without attending church. So when you come back and you want to attend church, it's not as a religious function, but you want life. Then I realized that Lagos church was about ties and bow ties and slick suits and all blending of colors and amen. And it was clear that the people that we represent the name of God had not, don't know the living Jesus. Because the only merchandise that we have as the apostolic church is called life. The life of God. Jesus died and all of his virtue was squeezed out as the content of the church. The life of Jesus is what we live on in the body of Christ. And if by any means a generation comes that cannot deliver that life, then among all men, we are most miserable. And I saw people blending colors. I saw all kinds of gadgets and all kinds of things. But life was lacking. And that was a great show. And I call it show business. And we moved to Lekki. They said they had raised a prime worship center in that place. And I said, all right, let's go check it out. And when we got there, oh my God, the place was fully air conditioned. And I was looking for the vent where the air conditioning was coming from. It took me a long time. Jesus. The place was like a sanctuary. And there was a big cross on the pulpit. It looked, you know this is a cathedral, but Jesus was not inside. It was a waste of resources and a waste of life. All those people sitting there, there were about 10,000 that day. Their lives were wasted that morning. Because the only merchandise that the church is supposed to carry, which is the life of Jesus, was not present. The man that was speaking was an orator. But in his words, there was a vital, fatal lack. And that lack was the proof that he had seen the risen Christ. You see, that you saw Jesus on the cross doesn't make you a New Testament Christian. There is one Jesus that rose from the dead. If you encounter that one, you will be saved. If you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, that's if you ever see the Jesus that was raised from the dead, you will not remain the way you are. Something will crack in your life permanently. So what we do is religion. We know how to say the right words because we attended Bible school and theological colleges. But there is something missing. It is not about the words. There is a life that you accompany it. Those words are supposed to be a container that conveys a certain kind of life that you cannot find in the world of men. For 2 hours we were in that beautiful place. It was just like a beautiful gate that was an accommodation for crippled people. Because all I could see were men with crutches that didn't know God. And everybody came and they were excited by the blending of colors. I was coming from offshore. I needed life because I don't know when next I will attend church. Some other people came because, oh my, yeah, there's something happening. I was looking for life. And in all the things that happened, life did not find expression. It would be difficult for someone to be born again in that service. For the spirit that convicts the heart was nowhere to be found. So in this attempt of Jesus, it was an opportunity to rescue the faith and to put it in perspective. He had to do a seminar. And in order for you to be admitted into the seminar, you must have seen him alive. Do you know him that lives? If you know this one, this risen Christ, if you know him, you will have power to change your world. And so there was no need for you to be part of the seminar to go out with head knowledge if you don't know that the one that is teaching is living. Hallelujah. Okay. My burden for the night is to show us what Jesus taught them in the seminar for 40 days. Hallelujah. And meanwhile, these are the groundworks of true apostolic ministry. You must have heard me say that the burden we have is for the rebirth of apostolic Christianity. That's our call as a ministry. Alright? And our textbook in this call is the book of Acts of the Apostles. We must be masters of that book. Because in our day, God will replay this book in a higher measure of excellence as He restores the revival, which is the emblem of our identity in the Spirit as a corporate persona. As He restores that revival into the land, things similar to what you have seen in the book of Acts of the Apostles will begin to happen again. Faceless, nameless people that are carriers of the Spirit of life will begin to do supernatural things, and the attention of a godless generation will be caught by men that know the Christ that is alive. My question is, is he living in your assembly? Or you hear a history about Jesus? The history of Jesus has no saving power. Oh, we come from offshore labors with our jungle boots, with our safety boots, looking for life. And I traversed Lagos and I discovered that if something doesn't happen to Lagos, Christianity would die a natural death. I knew that in that thing that we were doing in the name of church in Lagos, we have become used to going through the motion, and we have become used to operating in lifeless arenas because we have departed from the core values that Jesus taught when he organized his kingdom seminar. And that's why we want to go back in our Bible study to find out what were the things that Jesus emphasized to the first set of apostles that led to the great revival that began. An avalanche broke out and they were able to take Jerusalem. You see, you don't make converts from Jews. Jews are the people that have the most established religion. It's so old. And if you want to preach to a Jew and you tell the Jew you have a revelation, he will not accept it. Because a Jew will tell you that when God spoke to them, he spoke to them in a group. And what he told them in a group is superior to what you heard in your closet. How do you make a convert out of a Jew? Meanwhile, Jesus said the glory of the kingdom has been designed in a certain progression. That the gospel must be preached first in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a bad place to start this business. I would have suggested Judea. Judea, the religious inclination of Judea was weak. They can colonize the place, but Jesus didn't just want glory, but he wanted glory to manifest in a certain way. And that was why he gave them the progression of how this civilization should move and migrate in the earth until it conquers the entire globe. He said, you start from Jerusalem. Now, so in your own Jerusalem, is there proof that there is a Christian in your Jerusalem? And your Jerusalem I'm talking about is your family. Is there proof that you are a Christian? If there's no proof that you are a Christian, it means you have not met the living Jesus. Religion is cheap. But Jesus, in order for you to be part of apostolic labors, must take you to the surgical room and show himself what? Alive to you. Don't claim that you want to take nations. One preacher ran to my father in the Lord. I said, God told me that I'm going to the United States of America. And Papa said, a lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator in the United States of America. You have done nothing in your Jerusalem, and you believe that when you arrive in Gambia, there will be fire. You are in a comic book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you start from Jerusalem. If it is true that you have contacted what I gave you and you are using the tools of apostolic governance, then the most unlikely places can be colonized. Hallelujah. What is the most difficult place in Nigeria? What is the most difficult? Huh? Please help me. What's the most... Richard, where are you from? Where are you? In fact, I was trying to ask you that. Where are you from in this country? Abia State. Okay. Umahia. Hallelujah. Now, see, it doesn't matter the location. If you know what Jesus taught, if you know what he taught in that seminar, and we follow what he taught in the seminar, we should be able to take on any locality that we find ourselves. So, in the eyes of Jesus, no locality is too strong that will not respond to the apostolic tool. Hallelujah. When Jesus began to teach them, the lecture became so hot that they requested for a break to go and think on it. How do I know this? In verse 6, do you have verse 6? Oh, is that the fastest you can be? I'm not sure you know him alive, because if you know him alive, then we now these guys went on break, because the Bible says in verse 6, when they were therefore come together, they asked for a break. I said, wait, let's spend some time. So he gave them time. When they now spent the time, they came back. And all of them came with one question. The whole class, they had discussed during break. And they came back with that, with one question. They said, okay, the subject of the seminar is the kingdom of God. And guess the kind of fake question that they asked. A question that was not related to the subject of the teaching. He said, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? That means they did not understand Jesus' lecture. Because Jesus was talking about the kingdom of heaven, how it's going to manifest and dominate the earth. And they were asking kingdom of Israel, a political question. He was teaching them about a spiritual thing. Their question was about what? Who will rule Nigeria in the next election? I was expecting Jesus to rebuke them sharply for that level of laxity that made them not to catch the spirit of what he was emphasizing. But Jesus did not rebuke. Check his response. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. There are two words there I need to draw your attention to. Because in Greek language there are four words for time. In Greek language there are two words for another. In Greek language there are... Yes, two words for another. Four words for power. Two words for time. So the two words for time were used here. And according to this, he said, it's not for you to know the Kairos or the chronos which God has put is in his own authority. That word there is authority. It means that there is, I hope you know what kairos means. It means opportune time. Chronos means chronological time. Okay, that scripture, you remember it? Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not see. That seed time, are you with me? Seed time. How many of you have ever planted corn before? Planted maize. How long does it take to become mature? 4 months. Okay, somebody suggesting 4 months. Let's adopt 4 months. If you cultivate on the ground and you take corn and you plant, even if you are hungry after 2 weeks and you go to the place with hunger, it will not deliver harvest. You know what? Because that is the chronological time. The harvest time, which is the opportune time, is when you can get from your investment. So the Greeks decided to separate chronological time from harvest time. Harvest time is the opportune time. Everything that you are doing in the chronological time is towards a season called the harvest time. Meanwhile, according to the scriptures, demons will not be attracted to you during the chronological time. Demons will only show up during the harvest time. Do you still remember that scripture? It says, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. That word time there is kairos. Redeeming the kairos. Why? Because the days around the kairos are evil. Jesus said, no, don't be moving around. Just stay where I want you to stay. Jesus said, it is not for you to know the opportune times and the chronological times which are set in God's power. This scripture means God has his own calendar that is held under his own authority, which is different from your human calendar. That was what Jesus was saying in the book of Luke when he says, say ye not 4 months and then the harvest. That is chronos and kairos. Are you there? But Jesus now said, look, lift up your eyes. That means forsake your own calendar. Lift up your eyes to the divine calendar. And if you see it, you will discover that the fields are already white. According to God's calendar, it is kairos time. And we are about to lose the harvest. Meanwhile, your own calendar is remaining what? Oh, you are not with me. Okay, because you are not following, we'll leave that point. There is something about timing in kingdom labels. Timing. ...2009... was the first time I went abroad. And in my hotel room, when I was praying, that was the first time I saw Jesus live. And Jesus said, The youth. He said it 4 times. The youth. He said, use your power of sight to deliver them from destruction, and I will open the gates of nations to you. Jesus. I'm not talking about a vision. I'm saying I saw the living Jesus in my hotel room. I was in the restaurant in the hotel and I asked them to bring me food. And all the food that they brought was written in Indian language. So I now chose one. And when they brought the menu, it was rice, but that rice was green. Green color. And I thought that it would be as sweet as it looked. When I took, because I was hungry like a horse, when I took one gulp, it was bitter. So I poured it out. I said, hey, what's this thing? Meanwhile, the guy doesn't understand English. Me, I don't understand his own language. I said, hey! So he got my language. And he said, that thing is drug. That if I eat it, it contains all the minerals it contains. I said, no, I'm not sick. I'm not looking for drug. What I ask for is food. So me and him were there like the Tower of Babel. And when the communication was not producing any result, I went to my room. I didn't know that Jesus was the one that frustrated that food. He was in the room waiting. And the moment I entered, I saw him. So I knelt down. He said the youth 4 times. He said, use your power of sight to deliver them from destruction. And I will open the gates of nations to you. Do you realize that Jesus did not say how long it will take? The first thing you need to know about kingdom things is that they run on the scale of the calendar that is held under God's authority. I know you don't understand that. Okay, I stop. Because you already understand what I'm trying to say, I will stop.
There is a calendar. So Jesus said, I should focus on the youth. It is after that time I started hopping from campus to campus because Jesus had given me an instruction. Many senior ministers called me and said, this kind of ministry you are doing is not lucrative. If you do it into old age, you will know you failed. Because it is not very wise in terms of the financials. That was what the ancients told me. But you know, Jesus spoke to me. So when the elders come and counsel me, I accept their counsel. I say, oh, well done. I've heard you, sir.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. But I continue doing what Jesus told me. After that encounter, I lost appetite. And the only thing that my tongue could taste, and it was good, was unleavened bread. You will not believe me. Unleavened bread. That was what, if I eat it, it will be tasty. Because that trip was not about my food. And I learned that lesson from the first day. So only unleavened bread became my menu. I came back from that trip. Started hopping from campus to campus. Are you here? Do you realize that the time limit between the obedience and the opening of the second door was 10 years, but Jesus didn't tell me. And you know what? If that calendar opens the next phase and you are not sensitive to know it, it is not Jesus' fault that you did not enter. These guys were asking Jesus a political question. Jesus didn't answer their question. As carnal as it was, Jesus brought another perspective. That in the kingdom, you need to know God's calendar. I did not know. Are you here? I started working for the government in 2004, 1st of June. Are you with me? I went on this trip 2009. Are you here? The period for the Lord to open those gates, he spoke about the nations, was 10 years. Meanwhile, in 2012, I was on cable. I had invitations to preach in 17 countries. So I thought those invitations was what Jesus was telling me about. Oh, you are not with me. Follow me. I thought the invitations that came through cable was that which Jesus spoke about, that when you focus on the youth, I will open gates of nations to you. Then I went back to Jesus to ask him, you open 17 doors for me? And the great one, after tarrying for about 7 days, he said, I didn't open any door for you. Okay, what about the 17? He says, not aware of it. I say, okay. The next year, 12 doors were open. Are you with me? Enter one of them now that Jesus did not sanction. You have the scale of your life. You will not be able to find your life again. Because you went there because of your personal ambition. Every time in kingdom service, your ambition is going to be pitched against the will of God. And if by any means you feel your ambition is something to run with, Jesus will give you the opportunity. Meanwhile, you were created by God to be a kingdom agent, not an ambition agent. It is only a man that has an ambition that will not check the doors that open. If you enter a door without checking with God, it means it was already lined up in your soul to operate like this. And you were willing to take action even though it did not proceed from the mouth of God. Second year, 12 doors open. I went back to Jesus again. 7 days of prayer and fasting. Jesus said, I did not open doors for you. Third year, 9 doors open. I went back to Jesus again. Jesus said, I open one door for you. And the door was to Malawi. That was the worst of all the doors. The one that I didn't want to go for. That was the first time I knew what it was. It meant to be an apostle. A sent one from God. The kind of power that I had in Malawi, I don't have it even now. Yes. In Malawi, I could know your thoughts in the prophetic. I could know what you are thinking. In Malawi, I challenged the witchcraft of the territory where I went to preach. And 13 of their agents came to kill me on the pulpit in Malawi. It's not this kind of say amen, somebody. Oh, Maiko Sila Mina Kapola. Agents of darkness, they tore their clothes, they were naked, 13 naked women coming to kill. People are not possessed in Kaduna. If you see a case of possession here, it's a mild case. What I saw in Malawi is possession. And 13 women were coming to kill me from the pulpit. My interpreter got lost. But the oil was strong. I jumped from the pulpit. I'm talking about a crowd. This is not a crowd. 10 of these is not a crowd. Oh. Those guys don't have any health care. So if a man of God comes, that's when all of them come for healing. Their faith is as potent as soda. Soda soap. It can bleach. Their faith can bleach. Jesus. I ran from the pulpit and I was running to meet them. As they were running to come and kill the preacher, me too, I was running to meet them. We now met at the middle. I was mad that night. I was that you could say you want to challenge me. Are you? Of all things, Jesus allowed. He said, but if a human being say wants to challenge you, I will fight that person. So I have that from Jesus. So when they say they want to challenge me, I say, it don't happen, it don't happen. Yes. The power of God was so strong that those ladies began to vomit living creatures, living things. In one service, you see how many deaf people will begin to hear. It was so intense that the crowd lost decorum and they began to run to hold my garment. It was security agents that took me away from the stage. When I left the stage, the seat I sat on, people now join line. They will sit on it one by one. Now, if that seat were not healing them, they will not be sitting down. The seat was healing them. Oh, we went for water baptism. And when we got there, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, say, Bethsaida. So I entered the water. I said, Lord, let this water heal the sick. He healed from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Water. We were going to the airport. The driver said, my in-law's house is here. So we visited. When we visited him, I greeted him. He did not answer. So he now told me that he's deaf. He's been deaf since he was 9. I said, okay, can you speak to him? He said, tell him that his ears will hear. So when I touch his ears like this, his ears open. I didn't pray for him before he started hearing. His ears open. I just touched the ear like this. Tell him that his two ears open. He stood up and began to dance. He was 69 years old when he started hearing. He became deaf at 9. He was 60 years deaf. The man began to dance. I saw that while he was dancing, his wife was not dancing. I went to check to ask why. She was crippled. I said, Jesus will make you walk. So I touched the legs. And I raised her up. Her weight was so much, so I kicked the chair. So that she will know that if she doesn't force herself to stand up, there's no chair for comfort. The woman started walking. The guy that brought me started crying. Then their son came from a door like this. And their son said, oh, this false prophet again. I heard it like a human being talking to me. And I went to him and said, you call me false prophet. He denied. I touched him. He was slain. So I left him there. We were only visiting for 2.5 minutes. One cripple was walking, a deaf man could hear, and a lying young man was slain so that he can think on his sins. You know why it was like that? Jesus, he sent me. Meanwhile, when Jesus said he will open the gates of nations, that one was not open. He said gates. That one was gate. The one he said was what? Gates. It took 10 years for that season to come. The fact that God is healing people through your hand, he didn't tell you to start healing service. Because your ambition will always be pitched against the will of God. Meanwhile, there is a calendar. There's a chrono season where you will continue doing what you are doing faithfully and there will be no result. If you become a worshiper of results, you are going to miss God. In this day where you see captions, results, glory, that word is not necessarily a good word. Just or growth is not necessarily a good word, because cancer is a growth, fibroid. It's a growth. Meanwhile, Satan can give results too. But the thing about a kingdom agent is that he follows instructions that emanate from the mouth of Jesus, his master. Are you with me? It took 10 years. From 2009 to what? To 2019. So he now fulfilled his promise. That means after 2019, it's time for me to resign from office. I didn't know that was the calendar for my being in secular job that Jesus told me that time. It's now I realized. It took 10 years, 2009 to 2019. So that era begins next year. That's why I'm going to leave next year. There is a very meticulous, curious calendar matter in kingdom service. Most of you have fire on your life. And because you have fire, you want to do something. If it's not Jesus that sent you, you will die doing it. Many young people will not live long. And the reason is because ambition will push them to go on. The fact that you can speak in tongues, you don't understand the mystery behind territories. You will need to mature. It takes time for God to raise a genuine man. You have not yet known how to conquer lust. You are saying because you can speak in tongues for 4 hours. Do you know lust? It's the ladies in Sabo that you saw. That your leg is really like this. By the time you go to Brazil, nobody is ugly. Aiko saika maikoma neure musi. Sabo girls, they like it like this. You shake. The reason why I don't wear wedding ring is because they say it is the miracle wand that I use to do miracles, that I got it from an Ezemo. So I begged my wife. I told her that my covenant is in my heart. I stopped wearing ring. When I went to preach in Brazil, ladies saw that I had no ring. They'll be doing like this. Lord. If Jesus has not helped you, stay in Sabo, don't move up. Meiko Maya Kosi. The reason why Jesus fragments our function under the kingdom with respect to calendar seasons is so that we can mature adequately before we are released into things. The average believer today doesn't know that God will never use a stone he has not tried. You have not been tempted with money. You don't know what I assure you, Oga. If you see $30,000 in Jim Tess bag, I assure you, you don't know what you will do. Even though you're speaking in tongues. I have seen it for long in the place where I work. Hallelujah. Before I started seeing it, I took a fast for 7 days that God, even the line of duty, I see a bribe. Help me now. Before the, you know, pray before problem comes. Don't pray in problem. That prayer, it can't be right. I took 7 days fasting so that God could purge me of greed. On the 4th day, he assured me that he would be with me since I asked him. I entered into the line of service. I saw money, not in naira. Yes, I saw big money. Sister, I assure you, you don't know what you will do if you see that money. In this day where our understanding of prosperity is materialism, and our fathers that we have followed were the ones that led us astray. If you don't have a personal encounter with Jesus, you are not going to last. If you are a disciple of most of the men in the forefront, you will not go far. It means you have not yet seen him that is risen. Because there are certain things your pastor will tell you that Jesus will tell you something different. When Jesus said to me that I should labor on campus, labor among the youth, people, elders, told me, you have no future. I didn't disrespect them because they have worked with God for long. I can't say no in their prayer. I say, yes, sir. Well done, sir. But I did the one Jesus said. And later, they got feedback that I didn't follow their wisdom. After many years, some of them now say, seems you are making progress there. The same people that say, please help me tell your neighbor, follow Jesus. You have not conquered greed. And you say, I want to take Sabo. You know, this speaking in tongues we do, it deceives many of us. When you finish, go and deal with lust. Don't think of international ministry. I know ministers that were not committing adultery. It was Ghana. They didn't go foul. Oh, you are not with me. Ghana is international. If you cross Africa to South America, that is intercontinental. The farther you go, the more confused you will be if you are not grounded. Hallelujah. You are still thinking of yourself. What will I gain? Don't serve Jesus yet. Go and sit down. When you finish dying to self, then your eye can see accurately. Huh? That thing you want to go and do, Jesus is not in it. Because it is all about self. Everything that happens is for you. Do you know the level of sacrifice we have gone through? If I tell you, you won't like it. I need to assure you, there's no glory in what we are doing. If it's glory you are looking for, go and walk in Zenith Bank. Hallelujah. We are doing it because we love him. We have been drugged by him. We are drugged. And even though serving him may not make sense for other people, we can't find ourselves doing anything else. There are many people in the office. I was tracking when I was having occasion to receive bribe in dollars that I rejected. I was still tracking. One old man there called me and said, see, you are young and you are rejecting money. What do you know about life? So the system has a counselor such that when you are going astray, they will submit you to the ministry. May the Lord give you understanding. Amen. It is when you have no agenda that God will begin to unveil this calendar to you. And without this calendar, you will walk amiss. Because your life has been fragmented into seasons. It took 10 years for the fulfillment of what Jesus said to come to pass. And if you follow those seasons, you will never be lost. In our first prayer point, when we begin to pray this night, is that God, show me your calendar and show me my seasons therein. Some of you just finished youth service, and then you already have so many ideas. Let me advise you. It takes time to hear the will of God. It takes time in prayer. It is not computer. An escape button takes time. You will have to tarry. And he is king. He can decide not to answer you for 2 years. No, this Jehovah sharp mentality that we have, you will miss God that way. He's only a man without an agenda that will survive it. Your calendar will lead you into a trap. Because I know you must have written down, after 2 years I will enter into a relationship. And when I finish a relationship, I'm likely to get a car in 5 years' time. And the principalities are wiser than your ancestors. And any time you yield to a desire of the flesh, know that you are falling already. May the Lord show us the calendar. Amen. Second thing that Jesus said is that we cannot accomplish kingdom business without power. And ye shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Without power, you cannot do it. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray consistently, and I'm talking about you are doing like 2 hours a day, and you fast often, you have regimented fasting, that these days in the month I fast, and you don't need an announcement from the altar to do that, and you adopt it as a lifestyle, and you start doing that 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, then the next thing that will happen is that you experience baptisms, series of baptisms, series. You'll be pushed, submerged into many graces. Baptism, it will come like baptism. You will even have feelings on your body. You will live in the realm of baptism for a long time. Then demonstrations will now come into your life. As you are preaching, people before falling, those ones are demonstrations. When you have mastered demonstrations, because initially when demonstrations begin, you will not know that it wants to happen, it will just happen. If you are still on that level, you are not a master yet. It's not yours. You, like now, I can generate demonstration. I know where to touch God, that demonstration will come out. The next level is that you are in control of the demonstrations. If the demonstrations, if the anointing to achieve demonstrations come, you will know in your spirit. And you will know what to do to engage the angels that bring demonstrations. Then, before you enter into power, where people's physical bodies can be healed, it is the realm of power that you need, not demonstration. Power that you need to do kingdom business. Meanwhile, when you enter into the realm of power, then you are going to enter into the next level of the anointing, which is the environmental dimension. Now, in the environmental dimension of the anointing, if somebody carries it, he wears it, it's a big robe. And as he's passing, people around that place will not be able to stand. People like Catherine Kuhlman carry that dimension, environmental. Anywhere they enter, it affects the environment. Huh? That's the second level. With that environmental grace, the people that operate in that grace, their intercession is very, very territorial. It's an indication of a certain kind of rank that God has made available by which territories can be tranquilized. And Jesus is saying, without power, we cannot do apostolic business, kingdom business. And it will take time for your anointing to become power. It will take time. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. If what you are doing cannot affect the environment, because an anointed man should be able to affect the environment, he knows what to do that the environmental dimension will open. And then people begin to fall. And it's not by shout. Are you with me? You can take coffee, can be taking coffee here and activate that environmental dimension. And people will not be able to stand again. There is a measure like that. First of all, the first deposit of the anointing empowers you to do service. You can, if it comes upon you, you can teach. If it comes upon you, you can pray. If it comes upon you, you can win souls. That's the first level. The environmental level is the second level. If you wear that one, the environment will know that somebody has come that has an identity before God. Hallelujah. And just in case you are in a service like this and there is somebody that is an agent, those of us that were with us in Jaws, they dispatch a few agents to come. You know, I have a history with Satan. Yes, he normally sends people to me, sends messengers. So in Jaws too, two messengers were dispatched. And you could see the hatred in their spirit. So we opened the environmental dimension. And those two agents were humiliated. Because it's that environment, it tranquilizes, sterilizes the environment. That's how we arrested those two ladies. Hallelujah. And when they stayed, they we didn't do deliverance. They stayed on that presence for long. I finished preaching first. Then I came and sat on the pulpit and heard their hearts. And the demons left. No. Because I have saturated the environment with my fragrance. That fragrance controls what happens in the place. I've seen demons dispatched through agents to come cause me injury in Nigeria and outside. Same environmental grace. You can't do kingdom business. You come down with paralysis. Because you are going to collide with agents of darkness before it is too long. There's a prayer we'll pray today. You know why? There are witches that live around here. Today, we will disarm them. Those of you that are in Kaduna, you will hear the story. There is something called territorial ministry. And what I'm telling you is not boasting. There are things that I have seen and handled. The gospel that you carry in your mouth is not likely to circulate without power. The time came, apostolic teaching became intellectual deliveries, where people come and talk smart, talk articulate. It was an attempt to rid the church of its capacity. We rejected that model because it didn't look like what Jesus taught in the seminar. And ye shall what? Receive power. There were times when they attempted to put Peter in prison and all of that. But when the disciples gathered and prayed and say, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant that with boldness we might speak thy word, by confirming thy words with signs and wonders in the name of thy holy child Jesus. The Bible says, in confirmation to the prayer, the place where they were staying was shaken. That's environmental. It was after that environmental baptism that the Bible recorded that Peter, his shadow could heal the sick. At that time, nobody attempted to arrest him again. God's answer to political intimidation was grace and anointing for miracles. A man that can give people back their legs, he can take life. So there's a dimension of anointing that is security. That's why of all the things that Jehovah did, nobody dared put him before DSS. There is a kind of anointing you can arrest. There is a level. Oh, Yakuma. That's why I say we should pray yesterday. There's something called the gift of walking of miracles. That's the gift with which we can raise the dead. God will do something to you in the next 25 minutes. And when the horn of that kind of grace returns to the church, you will hear our voice. You are compelled to hear our voice. You wake up and say, if the governor of this state travels, he will not return. Anyone close to him, please advise him. There is no road. What I see before him is a bottomless pit. And then the first governor now goes and he doesn't come back. They say it's a mistake. And after 2 years, the man comes again. If the senator of this constituency goes ahead with that plan, he will lose 2 of his children. And then in the fulfillment of that one, God asked Jara, the first child gone, second one, then the wife goes. They will come to you in the night. There's something called power. We've been naked of it for many years, and that's why we are creatures of manipulation. But there is a crown that heaven's king gives, a medallion, when you carry it. Even hidden kings will seek counsel at your lips. Pharaoh had Janis, Jambres, but he went to consult with Joseph. He had astrologers, he had people that were gifted in divination, but it was Joseph that came with the wisdom to unravel the omen that was captured in his dream. Something is about to happen. Because in the last days, the battle of the gospel will be fought on the island of the supernatural. The Bible says, just like Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, that's how the truth will be withstood in the last days. The game of the supernatural will be reborn. Only men with medallions and crowns will be able to speak Jesus with boldness. Prepare yourself. It's time to take your journey. The kind of Christianity that we have seen in the church will not deliver revival. And so God will have to raise a new set of priests. Men that dance to the beat of a different drummer. Men that pledge their allegiance to a different flag. God comes with terror and fury. And he comes to devour his enemies. And tonight, he comes to commission us so that we can take the battle to the gates. Because a cry and a roar comes from heaven. And God will give men stature. He will give men the right rank required to speak for him at a time where the church faces severe crisis. The labor of our heroes past shall never be in vain. In a moment of time, I would like you to raise your voice. There is an anointing that if it comes upon your life, political intimidation and persecution will not prosper around you. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The six witnesses of the end time ministry. A new breed without breed. A radical opposition against unrighteousness. Men that speak by the mouth of God. Oh,
Jesus' name. Second prayer point. Are you here?
Hallelujah.
Lord, open my eyes to discern your calendar, so that I will not take off like a tornado on my own plan, on my own agenda. Open my eyes to discern your calendar. Can we pray now? Calendar. His calendar, not your agenda, but his calendar. His calendar.
Everybody in the hall and outside, bow your head down. You may wish to stop praying so that we can worship God with silence. If you are in this field or in the auditorium tonight and you have not given your life to Jesus, you are wasting. And Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me in this, I await you. I await you, the Lord Jesus. Those of you standing in front, just begin to ask Jesus for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. Acknowledge before Him that you are a sinner and that you need His help. Few instructions can press for beyond. I came. Leave her waste in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. That evil crown is lifted from your head in the name of Jesus. You may go back. In Jesus' name. What I see is called a satanic surgery. Somebody in the congregation, there is a piercing pain you feel on one part of your body. I don't know what part of the body it is, but it's a needle-like piercing pain that comes upon you again and again. It's a demon of injury. And today, that stronghold will be destroyed. Tell me, what's your case? Where do you feel the pain? What of you? Here. What of you? Waist. What of you? Here. Okay? Yes. Listen to me. Out of all of you standing here, two people's case are an emergency. And those cases, it's Jesus Himself that handles it. And so, Lord, I ask that you touch those two people with the emergency. Touch those two people.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. Show me the other one.
If I touch you, you can go. My ghost. I love you.
Isane maila gala mama ye. Saina namo.
Through the mouth, I command you, let that thing come out. Let it come out. Let it come out. Through the mouth. Through the mouth. Come out.
If I touch you, you can go. Jesus, Lord, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of pain. I bind you, deafening spirits. I bind you, paralysis. I bind you. Witchcraft bondage, I bind you. Blinding spirits, I bind you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of their bodies. Asthma, I bind you. Every symptom of paralysis that has begun to set in, I bind that spirit and I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. There's somebody in the congregation that the spirit of death has been following you. The hand of God will descend upon you right now. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side to the open field, show me that one that the spirit of death has been haunting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ushers, help me. I command the pain to go. I command the deafness to go. I speak to those ears. I command those ears to begin to hear. I speak to those eyes. I command the eyes to begin to see. I speak to those ones listening through the phone. I bring healing to you in the name of Jesus. Those ones listening online, I send healing your way tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, eyes begin to see. Ears begin to hear. Asthma, go! Pain, go! Paralysis, go! In the name of Jesus! Okay, the healing has started. There's somebody that has been healed. There is this pain on your back that you've been battling with, and the Lord has taken that pain away. I see someone with a chest condition. A chest condition. Yeah. You felt something on your chest and the condition has lightened. Check your body now. If you could not hear, ask your neighbor to run a test on the ears. If you could not see, see now. You have 5 minutes to check. And those of you that called someone on the phone, you may wish to confirm. You may wish to confirm. Let life come upon you. Life. Life. I command paralysis to go. In the name of Jesus. Let life come upon you. Now those people with the phone, you can confirm now. And I command the spirit of death that has been hovering over your soul, let its mischief be broken from your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Shake me. Okay, lay hands on her head for me. Go, leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. I disappoint the appointment. And I set her free. Yeah. Yes, check your body. Check your body. Quickly, check your body. I will take 5 testimonies and I'm done. Check your body. No, 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 no. See. No. Allow that woman to walk. Woman, walk. Check your body. Woman, walk. Walk, woman. Check your body. If you notice that there's a healing, you can indicate by just a wave of hand, inside and outside. If there's a healing, maybe through the core. Walk. Woman, walk. Don't worry. Just don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for perfection. Yeah. You are thinking. You are thinking. That's why. You are thinking. Hold my hand. Let's go. You are thinking. You keep thinking. The pain. No, don't think. Trust in Jesus. Look at Jesus from your heart. Look at him from your heart. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. If you think, you will lose the mirror. Oh my God. Are you following my instruction or your instruction? If you have a miracle. Okay, come, watch us. Come and carry her. She doesn't want to walk. Carry her. Don't think. If you are crippled and we say, walk, walk. Don't think about it. Don't say, how I go. You lose it. Yes, inside, outside. Also has happened. 5 testimonies and I'll be gone. If you notice there's a change, just indicate. Maybe through the phone call, there's a change. Maybe through the prayers we pray, there's a change. Check inside, outside, we'll take 5. Leave her. Just leave her there. Leave her now. Leave her. You, come and tell me what's wrong with her. I think you brought her. Okay. Hold her. Come. Don't worry, I'm coming. Ushers, check. If you record the healing, just wave your hand. That's all. Then the ushers will come to you. If there's a confirmed healing, there are many healings on the phone. I'm more interested even in the phone call. Is it phone? Alright, find out from him what happened.
So, we have this man here. He spoke to his sister from Samunaka who had asthma. And as you were praying, immediately the asthma has disappeared from Samunaka, a friend of his.
Now, wait. Your sister that you prayed for. Friend, okay. When we were praying and the person was receiving the prayer, what happened to the person?
No, I was really struggling with the network. I called him. I asked him to confirm whether he really touched. He told me yes.
Okay, it's all right. Yes, another phone call situation.
Yes, sir.
All right.
My mom is still online now.
She's still online. What happened to her?
She said during the prayer that she has short-sightedness.
Short-sightedness?
Yes, she uses glasses.
She uses
correctly.
Glasses, yes. Okay.
She said while the prayer, she had a feeling on the left eye.
She